This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ولا يجرمنكم شنعان قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us human beings as sociable creatures. Allah has created us with a social tendency. We are supposed to interact with one another. We are supposed to live with one another with muhabbat, love, kindness, and tolerance. And we have to create an atmosphere of love amongst us. And this aspect of social tendency interacting with one another has been beautifully explained in one hadith in Sahih Muslim. It is such a deep hadith. Al-Muslimu alladhi yukhalitu al-nas. وَيَسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ. A believer who interacts with people and he makes sabr upon their difficulty. When you are going to interact with someone, you are going to have to make sabr when you interact with them. That believer is better than the one who doesn't interact. And the one who doesn't have to make sabr. Many times we have this. People say, but why must I interact with people? I don't have the time and the tolerance to bear the people's nonsense. Huh? We say this many a times. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to interact, even if you have to make sabr, is better than not to interact. So in fitri taur par, Allah Ta'ala ne insan ko is aise paida kiya hai, ke wo logon ke saath ملنے کے توقع رکھے لوگوں کے ساتھ ملے اور ہم اپنے تعامل میں محبت اور خوشی کا ماحول بنانا چاہیے. میں نے ایک حدیث پڑھ کر سنایا کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہا جو لوگ لوگوں کے ساتھ ملتے ہیں اور ان کی اذیت سے صبر کرتے ہیں وہ اس آدمی سے بہتر ہے جو لوگوں کے ساتھ ملنا جلنا کو بند رکھے اور لوگوں کے ساتھ نہیں ملتے. And one of the greatest aspects that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, one of the best deeds is to bring happiness to people. One amazing thing is we never ever regard this to be a good deed. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul a'mali afzal. Umar ibn Khattab said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the best of deeds? Brothers, you've never perhaps have heard this reply to what is a good deed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِدْخَالَكَ السُّرُورُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ. To give a Muslim happiness is the best deed. سب سے بہتر عمل یہ ہے کہ آپ لوگوں کو کسی مؤمن کے چہرے پر مسکراہت لانا. ان کو آپ جو ہے نا ان کی خوشی کا باعث بنیں. That's the best of all deeds. To give happiness to a believer, to give happiness to another person, is the best of all deeds. Now we regard good deeds to be ibadat. There is no doubt that it is good deeds. Who has ever regarded this to be a good deed, to give someone happiness, to become the means of his happiness? Maybe he was in need of food, you gave him food. Maybe he was in need of clothes, you gave him clothes and he became happy. So the best of all deeds is to become the means of the happiness of someone. Now when we're talking about our society, there is a social tendency. There are two points that are very, in the positive sense and one in the negative sense, that are extremely important with regard to a social construct. To be able to have a good social interaction, two positive points and one negative point that we're going to make mention of in today's bayan. One is that Allah Ta'ala has created people with an inclination to love those people who are friendly, those people who smile, those people who are good to people. لا خير لمن لا يعلف ولا يؤلف. There is no good in a person. اس میں خیر ہی نہیں جو لوگوں کے ساتھ محبت کے ساتھ برتاؤ نہ کرے اور لوگ ان سے محبت نہ کریں. ایسے آدمی میں خیر ہے ہی نہیں. There is no good in a person who does not love people and people do not love him. There is no good in him. And that comes about by a person smiling with people. A good smile drives people away, takes away the anxiety and trouble, and spreads tranquility and comfort. Just imagine there is tension between you and someone, and you come to him and you just start smiling. What is going to do? Normally they say, whenever you see a person who is in trouble and he is smiling, he found a person to blame for his trouble. That's why he's smiling. But no, we don't look at it that way. We look at smiling as a means of tranquility, as a means of comfort, as a sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abdullah ibn Harith ibn Hazim rahmatullah alayhi says, I never saw a person who used to smile more than Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One person who was not a Muslim became a Muslim. He said, from that time I interacted with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, never ever did I see a situation that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not meet me with a friendly face, where he did not smile with me. Huh? Whenever I met Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala ne insan ko aise paida kiya hai ki wo dostana bartav rakhne walon se muhabbat karte hain aur logon se muskara kar muhabbat se milna chahiye. Ye Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki sunnat hai. Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke mubarak chehre par ہمیشہ خوبصورت مسکراہٹ رہتی تھی. ہمیشہ. This used to be the aspect of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one aspect that helps in good social interaction is the way you deal with people. Deal with people in a friendly manner. Deal with people by smiling with them. They say it causes less muscle to smile than to frown. But yet people, they seem to like frowning more than smiling. So smiling is better, because it less muscles you use and it brings muhabbat and love in the community and the society. Another very important aspect with regard to a social interaction is words. My dear respected brothers, words. This is such an important thing. Allah has gifted people with the power of speech that sets him apart from the rest of creation. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Words are not only the tools of communication, but also the means of expressing our innermost thoughts and our feelings. We use words not only to speak to one another, but it conveys our thoughts and our feelings. And let me tell you something very important, and I'm going to repeat it. People not only hear what we say, they feel what we say. People don't only hear what we say, they feel what we say. How we say it, that is what they feel. وہ صرف ہمارے الفاظ نہیں سنتے, ہمارے احساس کو سنتے ہیں. ہم نے کس طرح ان سے بات کی ہے, کیسے بات کی ہے. How do we speak to them? So people don't only hear what we say, they feel what we say. Therefore, when you speak in the right manner, in the right tone. They say arguments are not caused many a times by what you say, but by the tone of what you say. That is such an important part. And you know, we through the use of our words, we can build and lasting relationships, or we can destroy relationships. Sometimes one word can inspire and motivate and make a person's day. And one word can break a relationship and spoil a person's day. One small, sometimes a person is having a difficult day, you just say to him something nicely, and wallahi al-azim, it just changes his whole day. And you speak to a person and you tell him something that breaks his self-esteem and it spoils his entire day. This is something that we have to keep in mind, that is important. Alfaz muhabbat ke payambar bhi ho sakta hai aur nafrat ke bhi payambar ho sakta hai. You know, ek shafqat bara lafz kisi ka sara deen badal sakta hai aur iski hauslai afzai kar sakta hai. So therefore it's important that we keep this in mind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to emphasize this so greatly. The Quran emphasizes, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell unto the people, they must speak to people with a good tone. Speak in a manner that does not erode people's self-esteem or the human worth of individuals, humiliate people or look down upon them, but consider the feelings, the opinions of other people when communicating with them. I think it is made mention about Harun al-Rashid. One day someone came and told him and spoke to him very harshly while advising him. So Harun al-Rashid, subject to correction, I think it is Harun al-Rashid, but one of the Khalifas, someone spoke to him very harshly. So he said, Allah sent a person better than you to a person worse than me. Allah sent a person better than you to a person worse than me. He sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Fir'aun. But he told him, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak to him in a soft tone. So what Harun Rashid said, you come in to speak to me harshly, Allah ne Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ko bheja, jo aap se behtar hai. Aur kis ke paas bheja? Fir'aun ka paas, jo mujh se badtar hai. Lekin unse bhi kaha, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Unse narmi ke saath baat karo. Speak to him in a soft tone. So two positive aspects make up for a good social construct. Our smiling, the way we deal with people, our muhabbat, our love, and our words. Now the negative aspect, and that is hatred, bughz, or adawat. My dear respected brothers, bughz and adawat, hatred is one of the most detestable attributes in Islam. Islam teaches us to beware of hatred, malice, and the intention of harming others. There are three stages in our interaction with people. Three stages. The greatest stages is وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَسَاسَةً. Give preference to others even if difficulty comes your lot. لوگوں کی جو ہے بلائی کرو تاکہ چاہے آپ کے اوپر نقصان آ جائے. That's the best. The second is لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدَكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِي مَا يُحِبَّ لِنَفْسِهِ. لوگوں کے ساتھ وہی چاہو جو اپنے ساتھ آپ چاہتے ہو. Do good to others the way you like people to do good to you. Love for others what you love for yourself. And the last stage, you can't go less than that. You can't go less than that. Don't harm another person. And these are spiritual diseases of the heart, which consequences are destructive to you individually, to the community, to the society. Therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا تَبَاغَذُوا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. Don't hate one another. Don't be jealous of one another. And do not turn against one another. Be brothers unto one another. وَكُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ يَخْوَانَا. لوگوں کے ساتھ حسد نہ کرو, بغض نہ کرو, اور ایک دوسرے کے ساتھ آپ خلاف نہ ہو جائے, اور مؤمن اور بھائی چارگی کا معاملہ کرے لوگوں کے ساتھ. That's the first thing, the harms of hatred. The second thing is, and this is something that is made mention of, you know, Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayhi, the famous scholar, had said, and I'm going to read the Arabic, لا يكون القلب سليما إذا كان حقودا حسودا معجبا متكبرا. A heart is not clean if it holds malice, envy, pride, and arrogance. That heart can never ever be clean if it has these qualities. So the first thing is the harms of hatred, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of in the Holy Quran. The second thing, and in fact, it was made mention, Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi has made mention, لا يتم ذلك إلا بترك الحسد والغل والحق والغش. A person's iman is not complete until he abandons jealousy, rancor, malice, and hatred. His iman is not complete. The second harm of hatred. The other harm of hatred is, so Islam mein nafrat se hame khabardar kya hai. Nafrat aadmi ka jannat mein dakhla band karti hai. The second harm of hatred, it prevents your entry into jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in a hadith, very famous hadith, we have heard it, tuftahu abwabul jannati yawmul ithnaini wa yawmul khamis. Allah Ta'ala opens up the doors of jannat on Monday and Thursday, and Allah Ta'ala says, forgive everyone who does not associate partners to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa ratulan kanat baynahu wa bayna akhihi shahna. Except the person that there is hatred between him and his brother. And Allah Ta'ala says, unzuru hadaini hatta yastaliya. Don't announce their forgiveness. They can't be forgiven until they reconcile with one another. So the second harm of hatred is, it prevents you to be forgiven, it prevents your entry into Jannah. The third harm of hatred, firstly the warning, secondly it prevents your entry into Jannah. The third thing is, it is the means of taking us and shaving off our iman and our religion. Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala's hadith, Dabba ilaykum da'ul umami qablakum, al-hasad wal-baghdha. Dusri jo hai na wo adawat ki jo hai na wo sabse pehle ye hai ki Islam hame nafrat se khabardar karta hai, dusri ye hai ki wo jannat mein dakhla band karti hai, aur teesri ye iman aur deen ki kamzori ka baaith banti hai. It becomes a means of the weakness of our deen and our iman. So Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the diseases of the past will come into you, and especially two diseases, al-hasadu wal-baghdha. Today you see how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam forecasted it. He predicted it, he prophesied it. Jo pichle ummat mein hua karti thi, wo aapke andar bhi aa jayega. Aur do cheeze khususi taur par, hasad aur bughz. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hiya al-haliqa, it shaves off. I don't say it shaves off your hair, it shaves off your deen. Deen ko barbaad karta. It finishes off your deen. So the third harm of hatred is, it shaves off your deen. It takes away your iman, it takes away your dindari. The fourth harm of hatred, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. It never allows you to be on justice. When you hate someone, you will never be able to gain the truth. You will never be able to gain justice. Allah Ta'ala says, do not allow hatred to swerve you away from justice. Ab kisi se bughz karoge na to kabhi adl aur insaaf nahi kar sakte ho, because your hatred will consume you. When hatred consumes you, will not be able to deal with another person with justice. So Allah Ta'ala therefore says, do not allow the hatred to take you away from justice. That means that hatred will take you away from justice. Fourth harm, and the last one I will make mention of. Ulama have made mention that we must always hate the evil, not hate the person. Burai se nafrat karo, na ke burai karne wale se. We are always taught to hate the sin, not the sinner. So Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَكَرَّحَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ. Dislike kufr, fusuq and isyan, that is part of iman. But do not hate the sinner. And Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahmatullah alayhi had said, قَالَ بَعْدُ السَّالِحِينَ مِنَ السَّلْفِ نَزَرُوا بِنُورِ اللَّهِ وَعَتَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ مَعَاسِ. That the people of spirituality, they used to see with the nur of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to have mercy upon the person who has committed guna. They never used to hate him, they used to hate his deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, a person was drinking alcohol. So when he was drinking alcohol, alcohol is a capital punishment. There is a punishment, it's not our capital punishment, there is a punishment in Islam for drinking alcohol. It's not something that is done only between an individual, it harms a society. So there is a punishment to drink alcohol, so they were beating him up. So one day, one person, while beating this person up who was drinking alcohol, he said, may Allah disgrace you. Allah Ta'ala aapko ruswa kare. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't say that. He loves Allah and His Rasul. Theek hai, hum unko jo hai na wo saza de rahe hain. Unke jo hai na wo sharab peene ki wajah se. We are giving him punishment because he drank alcohol. But don't hate him. Don't let shaitan get the better of him. Don't let shaitan get the better of him. If you're going to tell him, may Allah disgrace you, or ziyada, he will go more into evil. Don't help shaitan against your brother. I was reading an incident of Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi. What an amazing incident. So Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi, the famous, very famous Sufi, was walking on the river Tigris in Baghdad. So there, some people were, youngsters were listening to music. So someone, one of his murid said that, make baddua against them. Unke khilaf baddua kijiye. You know Maruf Karqi rahmatullah alayhi, what he did? He lifted up his hands in dua. He said, ya Allah, the way these people are happy in this world, make them happy in the hereafter also. Jis tarah yahan pe wo khushi dikha rahe hain, wa aakhirat mein bhi unko khushi de. To kisi ne kaha, ye kaise dua aapne ki? So he said, if they are going to be happy in the hereafter, that means Allah will make them make tawbah, therefore Allah will give them happiness. So I'm making dua, oh Allah, give them happiness in this world and give them happiness in the hereafter. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with people with muhabbat, he changed people. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl, ya Allah, we know he was the enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Makkah, he ran away from Makkah. He couldn't even see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His wife came to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asked for protection. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her protection. Ya Rasulullah, give protection to Ikrama, the son of Abu Jahl, who was the arch enemy of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go, I have given him protection. She goes and look for him. He had taken a ship to go to Yemen. And something happened to the ship, he came back to Jeddah. The wife met him in Jeddah, said, come and see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Come and see akhlaq, come and see muhabbat. Stay away from nafrat. He came, the Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, when he came in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up in so much of excitement that he is coming to accept Islam, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to lift up his lungi because the lungi was falling off. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tied the lungi again. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced him. He became a Muslim. He fought in one of the battles in which Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a commander. And he told Khalid, allow me to go and right in the midst of the enemy. So Khalid said, Ikrama, take it easy. Take it easy. Look after your life. He told Khalid, Khalid, you didn't see my kufr. Aapne mere kufr ko nahi dekha. Just leave me alone. Let me go and fight against the enemy. He went to fight against the enemy and there was 90 wounds on his body when he passed away. And in the front of his body. How did he become a Muslim? With Muhammad. So my dear respected brothers, this is the way we create a society. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.